Vision. I'm trying to see whether they're talking about where we come from. They were saying that Mr. and Mrs., when they come home from work, in the good old days, they came home to home cooking. Well, now in the good new days, we come home to McDonald's. And you wonder why your children are obese, unhealthy. And it's simply put because there needs to be home cooking. I think that was a point that I was trying to make when I tried to share that with the ladies. Home cooking. You need to cook at home. That's why there is a kitchen, a stove, a refrigerator, a pantry. Okay? That's why you go to the supermarket or somewhere to get fresh veggies. Learn how to steam them. Make it tasty for the family. Cut down on the salt. Cut down on the bread items. Spaghetti and breadsticks are not good for every night of the week. It may taste good to the children, ladies, but they were talking about kidney stew and fat back and candy yams and all that kind of stuff. We know that too much of any good thing is bad for you. A balanced diet, at least. That was a point that I was trying to make. My question is, why were the women offended at me? Why would a woman get offended when you would tell them? And I know that some men like to cook, and that's a wonderful thing. If you got a husband that wants to cook, fine. But ladies, that is first and primarily your responsibility. It's not his. Just like if you got a car out there and the car's on a flat, I don't think that the man would say, baby, the car's on the flat, go on out there and change it. And you expect Missy to get up from the kitchen table to go out and change a flat. No, that's the guy's job. And I know we live in a world where we can reverse the roles. You're destroying your children. That's what you're doing. You know, that's why, you know, you find a lot of these young men don't want to work gals because they're trying to find a woman to take care of them. Yeah, I got one of those R&B records that say, let the woman take care of the man. I won't even play that. That's ridiculous. That is not God's way. So, as we continue in our marriage counseling extravaganza of 20 full hours, ladies, you need to spend some time in the kitchen. Now, I have cookbooks because when Lucy left the planet and went on to heaven, she left a lot of the cookbooks. I got rid of some of them, gave them to some of her friends. But I kept the ones that are relatively easy to show me how to mix up a nice meal. If I get tired of eating, like I plan to have salmon tonight with a few potatoes. And it will be broiled salmon with the potatoes seasoned just right. And the juices and squeeze, cut up a lemon. Squeeze the lemon juice up on top of the salmon with the peppery spices in the salmon. Just sprinkle a little soy sauce around the edge of it, and so that as the juices come up, that the soy sauce flavors will get into the salmon, but not too much salt. I never use table salt in my food. Never, ever. Only if some of the food has no flavor at all. I can cook a pretty good dish out for dinner. Usually when some of the guys come by to visit me and I'm eating dinner and I share some of the salmon and rice with them, they are licking their chops and they want more. I told them, well, you should have let me know you were coming by. I cook. Where did I learn that from? I learned it from my wife. My wife could cook practically anything. And whomever ate it, they loved it because that was one of the gifts that she had. Gift of hospitality and cooking. Now, some of you ladies may say, well, I don't have that gift. I said, no, you have it. God has enabled you to do it. You just refuse to do it. And if you keep sending your kids to McDonald's and Jack in the Box and pizza every night, you're going to have unhealthy children. They won't be able to compete in school when it comes to do that, because if you eat pizza all week, your brain's not going to be sharp. That stuff is not good for you. Cheese and pepperoni is not my idea of a dinner. All right, so We're just looking at things a little bit clearer here, right? So, ladies, you want to cook. Guys, you want to encourage them to cook. What hinders you from cooking? What gets in the way of you getting in that kitchen? Does talking about that start a fight amongst you? Do you argue about those things? Huh? Right. You know what? And I got to tell you something. Well, let me ask you this question. Well, I don't want to get into that one because I'm going down my formats and I'm looking at. Yeah. What are some of the things that you agree or disagree about? Let's handle this one. Last 10 minutes. Since Pastor John has moved into your house and told you what you should be doing in the kitchen, playing the soul food thing and stuff like that, who? Okay. Is the husband the head of the house? What would you as a couple say? Ladies, seriously, do you think that the husband is the head of the house? All right. Let me give you another question. What do you think about this? The wife's place is in the home. How does that make you feel? Does that start an argument? Here's another question that you have to look at closely. The husband should make no decisions without the wife's knowledge of it. Both of them should share in all the money worries. Have you worked through that? And remember, you can always pause these things. Pause the computer. Let me read it again. The husband should make no decision without his wife's knowledge of him getting ready to make that decision. And that both of them should share in the money worries. These are things that you need to talk about. Are you in agreement with that? How about this? In-laws should be visited weekly and brought into the decision-making process. In other words, do you got to talk brothers to her mama before you can make a decision? And her mama has to influence her in making the decision, because if her mama is still making the decisions outside of your home, I'm going to tell you this right now, brother, you need to shut that door and shut it quick. Don't be listening to her mama about nothing. And you need to tell her right up front, your mama don't run this house. Quiet is kept, your mama don't run you as you live in this house. And some of you brothers, when you say something like that, you're going to have a war on your hands. Because you know what little Missy does? Missy loves her mama more than she loves you. Oh, yeah, she'd be loving mama more than she loves you. All right, how about this one? Do you guys think that the husband should have one night out from time to time? Or should the wife have a night away from the family from time to time? These are some things that you have to discuss. In other words, when she comes and says, well, I'm not going to, well, I deserve my time out. Wait a minute, you got a house full of rug rats. All right. He agreed to give you Friday out with your girlfriends or whatnot, but you can't go out this Friday because you got something, a matter that's pending and it has to be attended to. And the decision has to be made by Saturday morning. You ain't got time to go out with the girlies. If husband says, no, you got to cancel that because you got to, you know, hang in here and deal with this family situation, what are you going to say, ladies? See, that goes up to the first one. Who's the head of the household, you or the hubby? Or do you have this equal democratic rule thing here that somebody set up? I don't know. God never set it up that way. Well, we ended this equally together. Who made up that rule? God? No. Bible doesn't says that. Doesn't say that at all. You don't need me to go into the Bible and tell you what the Bible says. All right, something else that you got to look at. Who makes the decision that it's time to get a new car? Does she make that decision because she got a job making her money? Wait a minute. If he was thinking about putting in a new brick patio for the backyard, to keep the kids safe from falling into the dirt. But no, what she wants to do is she wants to take that money now and get her a new car. Who makes that decision? I got another one for you. Here's another one. Is your marriage forever? Or is it just a temporary thing, just a few days? Do you see your marriage like that? Is it an institution that goes on forever? Or is it just for a few days? All right, I got another question for you. Who makes the decision whether you should go into debt? The man or the wife? Or do you jointly do it? And I don't have anything against anybody sitting down and jointly coming to some things. But let's say that there's an impasse, ladies. There's an impasse. In other words, you disagree with him and he disagrees with you strongly. How do you resolve that impasse? Is that when you call your mama? Is that when you call your friends? Is that when you stand up and put your hands on your hips and let your backbone start to slip? Oh, girl, shake it to the east. Oh, girl, shake it to the west. Oh, girl, shake it to the one that you wants to listen to you the best. Is that the way decisions are made? No, that's not. No, I say take your hands off your hip and don't be shaking it at me. And if you continue to do it, the conversation is over. Why? Because I said it's over. I don't negotiate with someone that's out of their mind. You're going to try to get your way emotionally because you don't like what I'm saying? No, I'm the head of this relationship. I'm the one that's going to make the final analysis here. See, that's why that female or that feminized male wrote me the other day and told me that I have left the beaten path of biblical Christian. No, I haven't left nothing. You've never been on it. That's why I told the person you can go to hell. And if they're listening, I'm not trying to make you mad. I'm trying to say you need to repent. Because when you're listening to a man and he knows the way the family should be run, I know I said, you know what? I was talking with Pastor Reamer, who puts up my clips on the YouTube, and I asked him because he gets the emails. And he said, man, these people think that you are out of your mind. I said, of course they do. And I asked him, I said, I'm not that concerned about what they think. I'm more concerned about what you think. Because if you begin to agree with them, I won't be up on YouTube much longer. See, I don't put myself up on YouTube. I just embed it to my website. Another brother puts it up. And I said, now, brother, we're going to see if you believe in the teachings of Pastor John. Because when people come to my website and listen to these clips and see me teaching theology on YouTube, now they're going to try to write him and tell him you shouldn't be associated with John because he's crazy. Not crazy. I'm a Christian. And if any man suffers as a Christian, the Bible says, let him not be ashamed, but to glorify God on that behalf. On what behalf? On the behalf of suffering for telling these heathens the truth. Who makes the decision in the house who's going to school to get an education? The wife or the husband? I recall when I was going to school and I said, Lucy, why don't you take some classes and I'll stay home a couple of nights. Know what she told me? She said, I have enough degrees right now. She said, God gave me a job to do and that's to make sure these girls get their homework out and that they're raised right. She said, you go ahead and work on doing that. We're going to need you to be educated in the future. She was right. She was right. All right, when relatives want to move in with you, who makes that decision? Who moves in? What is this? My sister. And my sister needs to know. Your sister has two children from illegitimate sources that's not taking care of them. The man may say, your sister's not moving in here because I'm not feeding her or her brood of vipers. How can you say that? Because she knew what she was doing when she laid down with him. And now it's infringing upon the health and the prosperity of my children. And I will not have my children suffer for the inequities of your sister's children. See what I'm talking about? The man makes that decision, ladies. and you are very happy with him making that decision. That's just the way that goes. Well, it looks like this hour is about up. And so I'm going to leave you with this, especially for those of you that are unmarried. And before you jump into the skillet with the grease.
When I became of age, my mother called me to her side.
What did she say?
She said, son, you're growing up now.
What?
Pretty soon you'll take a bride.
Pretty soon you take a bride. What else did your mama tell you?
And then she said, just because you become a young man now, there's still some things that you don't understand now. Before you ask some girl for a hand now, keep your freedom for as long as you can now. My mama told me, you better shop around. Oh yeah, you better shop around.
Tell me what else. Talk to me, Smokey. Listen. The women what? That's right.
Before you tell them that you love them so.
What your mama say?
My mama told me.
What?
You better shop around.
That's right.
You better shop around.
Now, why did your mama tell you that? Listen to this.
I gotta get yourself a bargain, son. Don't be sold on the very first one.
That's right. Listen.
Dime
a dozen.
I'm trying to find one who's gonna give you true love.
True love.
Before you take the girl and say, I do now.
What else?
I'll make sure she's in love with you now.
Yeah.
My mama told me, you better shop around.
Now, you know what? Back in the day, that's how you chose a wife. You just didn't jump into that thing, you give it some time. Shop around. But you better what?
Find one who's gonna give you true,
true love. Sing it,
before
boy.
You take a girl and say, I do now.
Make sure.
Make sure she's in love with
I said,
you
make
now.
Sure.
Make sure that her love is true.
That's
now.
Right.